Thank you for downloading this episode of Homefront, Radio 4's drama series set in Great War Britain.
The 21st of October, 1915. Miss Isabel Graham.
Are you awake?
Where did you get to?
I thought it best if I slept the night in my own bed.
What was left of it?
Fudge up.
So did you?
What?
Sleep.
On and off. You know, I seem to have such vivid dreams these days. It's like I'm back there all over again.
I'm sure in time you'll forget.
Perhaps. Although I'm not sure I want to. Not altogether. We were far too complacent before. Never questioned anything. What we did. How we were. I know I've changed. I wouldn't be here with you if it weren't for the war.
No. That's true. Are you sure it's safe?
It's only a kiss.
No, I didn't mean that. I meant about your parents.
What about them?
Well, what if they find us?
They've gone out. It's Trafalgar Day down on the pier, and there's a lot to get ready, apparently.
Oh.
So you can relax.
It would hurt them.
It would.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And I wouldn't want that. Not after everything they've been through. Not that they ever talk about it, mind.
Freddy.
Not properly.
Perhaps it's better that way.
Oh, I don't think so. In fact, it's something I've noticed since being back. That we don't talk about all sorts of things. How we feel, what we believe, all the things we've seen.
That's because it's all too bloody by half.
I'm not just talking about the fighting.
What then?
Angels.
Angels?
Yes. I used to teach about them in Sunday school. Read stories from the Bible. We see them etched on stained glass windows in churches all over England. And yet try telling people you've actually seen one, and they think you're stark staring mad.
They're frightened, that's why.
Of what?
Of things they don't understand. Of what this war is doing to us all. Things are changing. We're changing. And they're scared of the unknown.
Yes, you're right.
For too long we've simply believed what we've been told by our elders and betters. Well, not anymore. People are asking questions. They're discovering things for themselves. When it comes down to it, they're terrified of losing control. Without control, there's no way of keeping us in our place.
You know, I can't make you out, Johnny. You're different from anyone else I know.
I do hope so.
Good morning, mister. Oh, I'm so sorry.
What on earth was that?
Esme.
Sounded like a banshee. Should I go after her?
And frighten the poor thing even more? No. Stay here and keep me warm.
Let's hope it's not an omen.
Oh, Miss Isabel, I'm so sorry.
It's all right, Esme.
I don't know what to say.
It's all right, really.
I feel awful. So embarrassed.
Well, don't be.
Oh, I swear those steps are getting deeper. I can feel my veins throbbing.
Mrs. Parker.
Wait a minute. You all right, Esme? You're not coming down with something.
Poor thing's just had rather a shock.
Oh, Miss Isabel, I didn't see you there.
Good morning, Mrs. Parker.
I thought she was looking a bit pasty. Not seen a ghost, have you?
Not a ghost, exactly.
It's all right. I'm fine now, really.
You sure?
Absolutely.
Well, if you say so. I've no idea what's been going on, but...
It's probably best if you don't ask.
Right. Well, I won't. How was Dolly?
I don't know.
Why?
I didn't see her. I knocked and knocked, but there was no reply.
That's odd.
Dolly Cloud?
Yes.
Is she unwell?
No one knows, that's the thing. No one's heard a peep from us since... Well, I take it you're aware of what happened.
Yes, I am. And I know the whole episode touches this household rather closely.
That's not for me to say, miss.
No, but I did feel rather sorry for her, to have to endure the ignominy of so public a fall.
I would have gone over to see her myself on me day off. Only what with my legs these days, I can barely make it to the corner of Bouverie Square.
Mm.
So I sent Esme instead. I made sure she'd finished her chores first, of course.
Of course.
I weren't slacking.
I'm sure you weren't. So what happened?
Well, like I say, I tried the front door and there was no answer, so I went round the back. And I know I shouldn't, but the gate to the yard was locked, so I hopped over the wall.
How very intrepid of you.
Go on.
Well, the cat was shut inside. When it saw me, it started scratching at the window.
That's odd. She normally lets it out every day.
Not today she hasn't.
Something's not right. I can feel it.
I tell you what, if you're worried, why don't we both go round together and make sure she's all right?
Oh, I can't do that. Mr. Graham will be back shortly and I've got his balmorals to clean for the service at St. Paul's next week. He says he wants to be able to see his face in them.
Can't you clean them later?
I've still got the mattresses to turn and Mrs. Graham's green dress to sew.
Well, how about you leave the sewing until tomorrow? She won't be wearing it for a while, I'm sure. Shall we go?
All right, then. This is ever so kind of you, Miss Isabel.
Nonsense. We must all help each other these days.
If something's happened to us...
Let's not assume the worst, not just yet.
I feel awful.
Why?
It was me that told her about that wedding photograph.
What photograph?
Mr. Cavendish, your father's room. She wouldn't have known about it if I hadn't have said. I was only trying to help.
I'm sure you were. If I were you, I'd try to put it out of your mind. What's done is done.
This way. I know a shortcut down Cheriton Garden.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Dorothea.
Isabel.
Oh, forgive me. I wasn't looking where I was going.
Obviously.
Mess.
It's all right. I'll pick it all up. Don't worry.
Honestly. Well, I'm sure we can save some of it.
Well, the flour's beyond salvaging. Packets split and butter too.
I'm afraid the eggs are broken.
Oh, don't worry. I have my purse here. How much do I owe you?
More than you could ever repay.
Here. Please, take it.
To soothe your conscience. You know, it amazes me how one person can cause such damage.
Please, Dorothea, if you would just let me help.
Please, stand out of my way.
Shall I go on, miss? Only if anything's happened to Mrs. Clout, well, I'd hate to think...
Dolly Clout?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you know her?
Yes.
Yes, I do. Why, is something wrong?
We don't know.
That's the thing. We were just on our way to find out.
You?
Mrs. Parker's worried about her.
Why?
Well, no one's seen her for days.
She's probably fine, but it's as well to check.
Might I come with you?
Really?
Dolly, I've been meaning to call in on her anyway to thank her.
Oh?
She was very kind.
Well, I'm sure she'll be pleased to see you.
Dolly, can you hear me?
Mrs. Clout, it's me, Esme.
What's that?
Where?
I can see something in the kitchen.
Excuse me?
What are you doing?
Smashing the window.
What?
Stand back.
Oh. Where did you learn to do that?
Breaking things comes as second nature to me.
Wait, your dress is caught. Hang on, let me...
Wretched thing.
What is it?
What's the matter?
Gas. You two. Stay there. Are you all right? Isabel!
No, come in! One spark and the whole place could go up!
You need to switch off the lighting!
I'm trying!
I know how to do it. Wait, I'm coming in.
No, stay there, Esme!
Be careful! Let me try.
Oh, well done! Dolly, can you hear me?
Where is she?
She's not moving.
Is she breathing?
I don't know! Dolly! Mrs. Clout, can you hear me?
Oh, she's still alive.
We need to get her out quickly.
If you open the door, I can help.
Let's get her out into the yard. Give her some air.
Help me take her on.
Esme, you take her feet.
Gently now. Oh, steady.
Esme, here is safe.
Tommy, can you hear me?
Tommy? Let's lay her down just here.
Here,
Esme, put this under her head. Dolly? Dolly?
No, let me see.
Dolly! That's it. That's better.
Shall I fetch Dr. McPhee?
No, best not.
No. Leave me alone, all of you.
Dolly, it's me, Mrs. Winwood. Dorothea.
Let me go.
We can't do that, Dolly. You know we can't.
Please.
Do you remember how you helped me with my baby?
Baby.
That's right. You helped me so much. You helped me wash him and dress him.
We're losing her again.
Dolly.
We have to keep her talking. Dolly.
Do you remember, Dolly?
What?
Do you remember what you said?
When?
At my house.
No.
You were so kind to me.
Yeah. Oh, you mustn't tell anyone, please.
But we won't, don't worry.
If the police find out, they'll arrest me.
No one's going to arrest you, Dolly. No one need ever know.
Nor even your husband.
Especially not my husband.
Oh, he never let me in church again.
Don't cry, Mrs. Clark, please. I wish I'd never told you about that picture now.
Oh, don't be silly, girl.
I am so sorry.
You was only doing as you was asked. I'm the one who should be sorry. You'll feel so ashamed.
Oh, we've all done things we regret.
Oh, not like this. The sin in the eyes of God.
I wouldn't be so sure.
The important thing is that we try to put things right. Try to make amends as best we can.
Yes.
You don't have to worry about anything, Dolly.
No.
It'll be our secret.
Promise.
Promise.
Find out more about World War I on the BBC online.